Al Flanagan.
Here, Sergeant.
Jill Corey.
Here, Sergeant.
All present and accounted for, so let's go to town. Welcome from a flock of my buddies and your neighbors in the National Guard. We have quite a crowd packed into the armory to frolic to the tune of our National Guard Band of the Month, Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra.
The Flanagan Band is ready to ride, Sergeant.
Well, that's good news for the ladies and gents who wish to trip the light fantastic. For those who like to look at a pretty girl and listen to her sing, there's the star of the new National Guard film series and our singing star of the month, Jill Corey.
Also ready to ride along, Sergeant, and happy to do so, I might add.
Well, with the introductions properly accomplished, I suggest you all choose likely-looking partners, because Ralph and the Flanagan Band will let go with their famous version of My Hero. Is from the Chocolate Soldier, isn't it, Ralph?
Well, as somebody once said, it's a long way from the Chocolate Soldier since the Flanagan Band got hold of it. But we give people a choice. Either they can like it or they don't.
Well, most of them do, I know for a fact. Incidentally, a lot of people don't know that the National Guard actually offers a choice of three ways to fulfill a military obligation.
You mean a fellow can decide?
Well, a fellow between 17 and 18 and a half sure can, in the National Guard. You pick the plan, you have the choice of three, which best suits your future.
Well, no wonder more and more young fellows are joining the National Guard.
Well, it means a lot to be able to continue civilian life, a job or college, while you train with your friends and neighbors in a National Guard unit, a local Guard unit. When you join the National Guard, you can conveniently arrange your 6 months' active training duty so that it cuts into a minimum of your education or job. In fact, you can normally fulfill your entire military obligation without seriously interrupting your job or your school or college work. So, if you're 17 to 18 and a half, you'll be wise to stop by your local National Guard armory and choose the plan best suited to your needs. And remember those pay and retirement benefits.
Like the man says, you get a good deal in the Guard.
Right, Ralph. And like I said earlier, you get songs by Jill Corey here in the Armory tonight. And item number one in the Corey repertoire at this meeting is As Long As I Live.
What's the use? There is no excuse to be hiding what's on my mind. Loving you is a secret I can't conceal. Since we've met, I've been all upset, but I've really made up my mind to confess just exactly the way I feel. Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. Oh, I will even wear long underwear when winter breezes blow. I'm gonna take good care of me, because a sneeze or two might mean the flu, and that would never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Oh, you're a cute little baby, I don't mean maybe, and I'm gonna love just you as long as I live.
Well, that was great, Jill. Now, ever since my buddies in the outfit heard you were going to be here in the Armory, they've been clamoring for a personal rendition of that record hit of yours, Nobody's Heart.
Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hi-ho. Nobody writes his song to me. No one belongs to me. That's the least of my care. I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon. Just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today. And disinclined to play. Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me.
Thanks, Jill. We've about worn out our jukebox record of that. Gets a big play after drill every week.
I've been meaning to ask you, Sarge, just how do you fellas in the guard spend those couple of hours every week on drill nights?
Well, learning things, mostly. Say you're a fellow who wants a career in electronics, engineering, photography, radio, or a flock of other fields. Well, you get top-notch training in those fields in the National Guard. And that training not only helps you advance your military career, but actually helps in a regular civilian job. Well, then, of course, your local National Guard is located right in your own hometown, and it's made up of friends and neighbors. Always a great bunch. There are pay benefits in retirement, too.
If I were a fella, I'd head for my local National Guard armory. You get a good deal in the Guard.
Ralph at the piano leads the way in Flanagan's Boogie. Beginning to look stern, and that suggests it's time to clear out of the armory until the usual time next week, when there will be a lot more fine music by our National Guard Band of the Month, Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra.
With a little luck, we may blow you all clear out of the place next week, Sarge.
Well, Ralph, with a little more luck, we hope to stick around long enough to hear the sweetheart of the National Guard, Jill Corey, sing some more songs.
Guess what I'll be singing about next week, Sergeant? Love.
And why not? This is a real love affair between you and the Guard, Jill. Well, that's the lineup for next week. The Flanagan Band blowing loud and clear, Jill Corey singing soft and sweet, and you listening. See you next week. This is Sergeant Jim Collins inviting you over on behalf of my buddies, your friends and neighbors in the National Guard, who keep America strong by keeping their guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
This is Sergeant Jim Collins suggesting you listen now for news of your local National Guard unit.